Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
As parents of kids living and learning in a world that's very different perhaps from the one we grew up in, it's fair to say that it's a learning experience at times for both them and us. Diane Wilcox now combines the better part of two decades worth of experience teaching kids confidence and resilience with her passion for releasing the stresses that parents are also under, with workshops involving both mums and dads and their kids. In welcoming Di to Open House, we began with her realisation there was a need for these workshops.
Yeah, absolutely, Dwayne. It's my passion is helping young people, and it started for me about 6 years ago. I've been a teacher for the last 19 years, but 6 years ago I attended a funeral of a young girl, and she'd been bullied so badly through school that she committed suicide. And while I was standing at that funeral, I heard someone in the background say, "This is ridiculous. Bullying's just part of high school." Yeah. And it was like a brick to my head, and I thought, no, why do we accept that bullying is part of high school? Every child deserves the right to go to school and be treated with respect and be there to learn and grow. And we need to be teaching our children how to have empathy and care for others, but also how to build confidence and resilience within themselves.
Di, every relationship between a parent and a child is vital, of course. But let's turn to the mother-daughter relationship. What makes that one particularly unique?
Mums are their daughters' number one role models. And I think I'm a mother myself of two young daughters. And we forget sometimes that our children are watching us all the time to see how they need to relate to the world. We find that when they're very little, our daughters often mimic the things that we do at home. So you'll see them trying to put on lipstick in front of the mirror, or they're walking around in your high-heeled shoes. And as they get older, they watch you more and more closely, but they look at how you react to your own body image, what you think about yourself, how is your own self-confidence. And that's where children often learn many of their insecurities, is from particularly daughters with their mothers. The media has a huge impact to play, but it's important to understand that as mothers, we can actually play a big role in our daughters' self-confidence. As our daughters get older, peers become more and more important to them. And around the age of about 14, we're finding many mothers are saying, wow, I just don't feel like I'm as connected to my daughter as I was. And what the mother-daughter workshop aims to do is to reconnect mother and daughter by showing them what's actually happened in their relationship, how they need to communicate with each other, and most importantly of all, how to resolve conflict in a harmonious way in the home. And once people have those tools and strategies to resolve conflict in the home and create rules and boundaries together, you find that that mother-daughter connection and that bond can happen again. And that's what that workshop's all about.
Di, you've been running these workshops for a while now. Has there been a moment that's blindsided even you?
Actually, there was one situation that happened recently where I had a mother and daughter trying to resolve some of the issues that they were dealing with in their home, and it was getting quite heated, so I did have to step in and mediate between the two of them. And what I was finding was the mother was saying, "I don't want my daughter to see me for all who I am. I don't want her to see that I'm having problems and I'm having issues." So the way I talk to her is I just tell her what she's got to do for the day. I make sure she's going to school. I cook her meals. And that's how I'm a mother to her. The daughter, who was 15, was saying, "But Mum, I don't want you to just cook my meals and tell me when to go to bed. I want you to open up to me and tell me when you're having a bad day." And I think what it made me realise is our daughters, they need to see us as a whole person. So they need to understand that, yes, we do have insecurities. We have bad days as well. Teaching our children that we have bad days and difficult days, we're teaching them that that's normal and there are ways to appropriately deal with it. So they feel that when they're having a bad day, they're not depressed. A lot of young people these days are labelling themselves as depressed because they've had a bad day. We need to teach them that feeling down is normal. And I think ever since that, we have started to discuss those emotions in our mother-daughter workshops and explain to parents that there are appropriate ways to explain to your children that things are a bit difficult. They don't need to know all the detail, but show them that you're a human being and you do make mistakes.
Let's talk about dads and daughters. What's the message for dads?
I think it's really important, Dwayne, that dads understand that they are the first a man in their daughter's life, and you are actually going to be teaching your daughter what to expect from a man later in life. And you, again, are another one of your daughter's number one role models, but from the male perspective. So if you want your daughter to grow up and fall in love with someone who respects them, cares for them, loves them for who they are, you need to show them by being that man yourself first. And if you show respect and love to your wife, you're also teaching your daughter what to expect in a marriage. So your daughters are watching all the time, and they are learning from you day by day. As a father as well, your daughter's body image is very important to her as she grows up. If she sees you wolf whistling at women in short skirts, or she sees you commenting on scantily clad women on the TV, she's getting the message that that's what a man expects from a woman. So you need to have open conversations with your daughter about how women do deserve respect, and you also need to demonstrate that yourself. It's really important.
I know, Di, that your workshops cover a great deal of territory when you catch up with mums and dads and our kids, but could you start us off with something that we could put into practice today?
Oh, of course. I think one thing that I speak to many parents in the workshops that I do is technology is fantastic. I use technology myself, but many families now are sitting around their lounge room, and every person's got an iPad or a computer or their phone, and they're tapping away, communicating to people outside their home. We need to put those things away, and we need to have offline time. It's really important that we have offline time where we sit together as a family and we talk about the day and what the day's been like. Now, with my two daughters, the way we often initiate our conversations is we've started a habit of having gratitude time. And we go around the table and each of us has to say three things that we're really grateful for during our day. Now, I'll be honest and say initially my 16-year-old was, oh, Mum, I had a really bad day today. What am I going to say? And I said to her, well, let's see, are you breathing? And she giggled and said, Mum. I said, well, that's something to be grateful for. And she laughed. And I said, are you eating a nice meal there? Yes. Okay, there's something else to be grateful for. And have you got a comfortable bed to sleep in tonight? Yes. Well, there you go. Three things, and it was a bad day. And from there, our conversation started. And, you know, your conversations can be about anything. They might seem mundane to begin with, but it's opening the doors for your children to understand they can talk to you. Mm. Now, sometimes our children are going to say things or things happen that as parents we want to overreact to because we're shocked by it. And I say to parents, don't overreact to what your child tells you because they will never come back to you. Anything they say to you, you need to respond in a calm way and you need to say, you know what, I'm really pleased you're able to talk to me about this. Let's sit down and have a conversation. When they understand they can talk to you about some of the things that are happening in their world, that is what you want. You don't want your children clamming up and not talking to you. So that's the number one point I point out to everybody. The second thing is be prepared to have conversations with your children where they actually get to say how they would like this to finish. So you're creating boundaries and rules together. Doesn't mean you give in to them. It means you're teaching your children how to compromise and have an adult discussion. And that is a life skill that they can take for the rest of their life. So getting your children to understand that a conversation is two people both having the opportunity to say their piece and then both people having an opportunity to brainstorm how they would like this to be resolved. You're teaching your child a life skill.
We touched on bullying at the beginning of this conversation, Di, so let's come back there for a moment. I'd argue that there are few more searing pains for a parent than the realisation that our kids are being bullied. We're all at once dealing with a heady cocktail of wanting to protect our kids and, worse, possibly wanting to get even in their name, and clearly none of those emotions are all that helpful. So what do we do?
Oh, as a parent, look, I understand because I've had those feelings myself where you want to go in and bat for your child or protect your child, but we're actually not doing our children any favours if we're not teaching them the skills and strategies to deal with some of these issues themselves, because unfortunately the world we live in, and it's sad to say this, but as they grow up, even as adults, we know there are still going to be bullies in adulthood. So we need to teach our children strategies to deal with bullying, but first and foremost, how to have confidence and resilience within themselves so that those bullying tactics don't hurt them. Now, one point I do want to make that's quite important is as a teacher, we found, you know, every little issue that happens in the school playground, parents will say it's a bullying issue. Now, in actual fact, there's probably a lot more friendship issues that happen where children just don't have the skills to resolve conflict in the playground with their friends. And so, therefore, it snowballs into something much, much bigger. So first thing we need to do with when we're sitting down with our children is sit down and listen to what the situation is. And quite often we might find out that the situation in fact was a friendship issue where the children had had a disagreement and they didn't know how to resolve it. So you can guide your child to how to resolve that issue. With bullying, it is really important that children understand that they deserve to be treated with respect. No one has the right to put them down. Now, bullying, unfortunately, these days isn't just put-downs. It can get physical. Mm. And I say to parents, you must tell your child as soon as anything becomes physical, as a bystander, if you see someone getting physically bullied, get an adult. If you are being bullied physically, you need to run and get an adult. Never put up with it. Never accept it. As far as verbal bullying goes, children need to understand to deal with it with a quick or snappy comeback where they can show that person that they're not going to put up with this. So my favourite, I often say, is, excuse me, and with my tone of voice, my facial expression, my body language, I'm saying, I'm not going to be treated that way. Yeah. So back off. But you don't want your child to be a bully back to the other person. We never want these children to become bullies to deal with the bullies. As tempting as it is, we want these children to be role models in their own right. So that's the sort of messages I get out to children in some of these courses.
Di, if we head into a bookstore or maybe just Google parenting tips, we'll quickly realise that there's a resource for just about every occasion. The inference there is that we have the power to be the perfect parent. I'd argue that if our kids have never been under more stress in this generation, equally the same could be said of parents.
Oh, I agree with that, Duane. There's a lot of pressure on parents and there's so many more issues to face as a parent with our children and technology and the media and all the messages that they're getting. And we've got to stop being so hard on ourselves. We're not meant to know absolutely everything when it comes to children. And something that's really important to note is that every child is different. You might have three children in your family and all three of them are completely different personalities. And you're going to have different situations arise with each of them. It's going to be a learning curve with each of them. This is my job and I am still learning every day from my own children, from the children I work with. It's ongoing. And the most important thing you need to be aware of, you know, if you love your children, you're keeping your communication lines open with your children, that's a great start. And the rest will be okay. There are people, there are professionals out there, there are a billion resources on the internet that you can look at, but ultimately you know your own child and what's going to work best. The reason I run the workshops I do is because I've found there's an incredible power in the outside voice. Having someone else talk to your children about these issues, for some reason, they take it in. And I can tell you with my own children, even though I do this for a living, Duane, if you came and told my children the same messages I tell them, they'd listen to you. And they'd go, Mum, do you know what Duane says? It's just the power of the outside voice, which is why the workshops work so well.
Di Wilcox, it's been fun catching up. Thank you for reminding us that parenting isn't a solo exercise, that together we can do it better, but we're never going to be perfect, and that's okay.
Thank you so much for having me, Duane. Have a lovely day.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.